Hi, this is Dr. Bradley Pinhead from the Hellraiser movies, and you are listening to Underground Horror Radio, and you'd better keep listening or I will tear your soul apart.
And welcome to Underground Horror Radio here on podunkradio.com. It is your host, Nicole Velakis, Jordan, author.
Panelist.
Co-host. Co-host. Bro-host. Bro. Ghost Bros? I don't know.
No.
And with me, as always, is my partner in all things, Justin McPatrick.
Yes, not to be confused with the other guy who actually writes comic books. Actually, I don't know what he does. I don't know if he writes comics or he does something.
Yeah.
But I'm here. Yes, I'm here.
Justin Jordan.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, it's Saturday the 14th.
It's been a shitty week.
Yeah. It's Saturday the 14th, which means yesterday was Friday the 13th.
Yay!
And we celebrated it in style.
Did we?
Yeah.
What did we do?
I worked.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even play the game. I was going to stream Friday the 13th on Nintendo, but I never got around to it. I'm still exhausted from Halloween.
I know. We're still recovering from spooky.
Well, there's just too much stupid shit going on. Then last week, poor Hunter Gunnar Hansen died.
Yeah.
That was sad.
Yes.
Because, you know, he's a Leatherface in here. We just saw the anniversary.
Yeah. And we met him at Spooky last year.
No, it wasn't last year. The year before. The year Doug Bradley was there. Wait, was that last year or the year before?
It was last year.
Was it? No, it wasn't. I didn't wear the robot suit last year. Too much business the year before. It was the year before when we met Doug.
Okay.
And we met Glenn.
Mm-hmm.
They were there as well. And then, yeah. So I didn't actually officially get to meet him, but I think I was in the robot suit and you said he walked up and wanted a picture. And I'm like, all right. Okay, cool.
Yeah, so.
Cool.
Yeah. So, but,
he
yeah.
got it. He understood.
Mm-hmm.
But it's sad.
Yeah, that was very sad.
He was really good friends with Jimmy O and April Burrell. Because he was on the Chainsaw Sally. So that was cool.
He's good friends with Linnea and Debbie Rochon and all them.
Yeah. Actually, everybody from the original Texas Chainsaw was super nice when we met them all. Because we met the old man at Fatality Fest.
Yeah.
He was there. So...
Yeah, he died of pancreatic cancer.
That's sad.
Yeah.
Too young. 60, was it 64?
I think so. 62 or 64.
He wasn't even Medicare age. I didn't think he was old.
No.
Well, Wes isn't old either, and Wes died of cancer.
Wes was 70-something.
Okay, well, that's still not old compared to, like, 90s
or 100.
He died
of brain cancer.
Yeah, that's true. That's the thing about these older icons. They... You know, same thing with the wrestlers. They all eventually fade away, you know?
Yeah.
Not fade away, you know, media-wise, no.
Man.
They're legends. But reality-wise, you know, people tend to pass away, so.
Yeah.
So that sucked. There was stupid shit about Red Cups. And then Paris, that was horrible, too.
Yeah.
Yesterday. Yeah. Last night, this morning.
Yeah.
They're ahead of us, so I don't know the time.
It was last night into this morning, so...
Wackos.
They're 5 or 6 hours ahead of us.
So a bunch of people, unfortunately, died there too. So that's sad.
There's varying accounts of how many, but it's well over 100.
Either way, it's sad.
And there's also well over 100 that are critically wounded. So they're expecting the death toll to rise. It's just really sad that it was. It happened in places where people gathered for entertainment purposes, like a stadium and a concert. And it was a combination of gunmen and suicide bombers. And reportedly, ISIS has taken responsibility
blame.
For it. And nobody expected it, which was probably the worst surprise of all. And
it's shitty.
Yeah, it's shitty because Paris and France are.
Paris is France.
Paris especially, but France is one of the least militant European countries.
Yeah.
That there are. So just the sheer fact that they were the targets of an attack like that.
Crappy.
Yeah. So, but now, you know, Britain's on high alert, you know, because they're right across the channel from them. So,
is it really that close?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can take a ferry to Calais.
Just like you could from Bristol to Ireland on that side of the...
Yeah.
Because it's an island, right? England's an island.
Yeah.
Ireland's an island. Scotland.
Great Britain's an island.
Yeah. So
Great Britain is an island that Scotland's a part of.
Is that land? You can get there by land?
Uh-huh.
Oh, so it's like chained islands kind of thing. It's just part of it.
Okay. It's one big island, and then Ireland is its own island on the side.
A little island. Yeah.
Yeah.
A green isle.
Yeah, the Emerald Isle. So, you know, some really tragic things happened this week, and, you know, people want to bitch about a Red Cup. Hopefully,
not anymore.
I'm hoping that this will finally wake people the fuck up that they need to stop worrying about what color a fucking coffee cup is.
Yeah. So anyway, horror stuff.
Well, that was pretty horrible, but
not that horror.
No. But we're going to talk about The Walking Dead and Scream Queens and
Walking Dead.
Walking Dead was pretty good last week.
It was okay.
It was pretty good last week. So
it was all right.
Yeah.
It went great. And then I'm over the other I'm over Talking Dead.
Yeah, we don't even watch that anymore.
Sorry. I like Chris Hardwick.
Sorry, Chris Hardwick, but yeah, we're done of it.
Well, I don't want to sit there and analyze this fucking show.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. And the thing is, there was, I guess, a report that wasn't true about how Romero was going to be on AMC for his Empire of the Dead.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not it. That's not going to happen on AMC. It will happen.
Yeah, but he doesn't like Walking Dead. He hates The Walking Dead.
Yeah, but
so he wouldn't be on AMC.
I don't understand why he hates The Walking Dead. I mean, I'm sorry, but his last couple movies weren't good.
Yeah, I know.
And we just saw Romero.
Yeah, we did.
But again, I'm burnt out on this whole. And you know what? I'll tell you right now. Here's why I like iZombie.
Yeah?
Besides the fact that the chick used to be a Power Ranger, which I think is kind of cool. So she's from New Zealand, so her American accent's pretty good.
Yeah.
You know, those Kiwis. So, basically, what makes it different is, A, it's off a comic book, too. Vertigo, which is the darker DC stuff, like Constantine. Mm-hmm. Which, real quick, shout out to Constantine being on Arrow. That was awesome.
Yes.
So, very happy about that.
Uh-huh.
And then, you know, that was cool. Uh-huh. But the reason why I like iZombie is, it's not your typical thing. The zombies, as long as they eat brains, mm-hmm. act like you and me.
Mm-hmm.
They're normal. But they can't die unless they get shot in the head. But if they don't eat brains, then they go into a zombie normal mode.
Mm-hmm.
But they also get rage. If they get hurt or mad, then they get super strong and beat the shit out of you.
Mm-hmm.
But it also is, whatever brains you eat, you end up getting their personality traits.
Mm-hmm.
And visions. And so it's kind of cool. It's different, which I like. As opposed to normal, boring-ass zombie stuff. That's why I didn't want to watch Fear of the Walking Dead. I didn't care.
Yeah.
The only reason why Walking Dead's as good as it is A, they have really good writing, and Greg Nicotero is amazing. The special effects, when they're practical, are amazing. I know they can't do some of that shooting stuff without visuals because people can get hurt. But it's more really character-driven. It is about Rick
mm-hmm.
and his group of people that you care about because they're interesting.
Right.
But it's also old sometimes, too. So, but everything else being zombies right now, you know, mm-hmm. yeah. That's why I like the zombie movie with Nicholas Holt we watched, because it was different.
Yeah.
You know.
Warm bodies.
Yeah, it was, all right, kind of cool. It's different. Like that Pride, Prejudice, and Zombies. You interested in that
at
all? Nope.
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 I wasn't interested when the book came out. I tried to read it.
Couldn't read it?
No.
Bad writing?
No, it's not bad writing, but it's written in the style of Pride and Prejudice, which is very, like, old English kind of, you know, and it's like, ugh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but what else is out there? Arrow's good. Originals, Vampire Diaries. We don't have Stars, so no Ash versus Evil Dead. But from what I understand already, it's great. So when it comes out on Blu-ray or whatever, I'll get it.
Yeah.
Or Netflix. That's awesome. Truant brought up a good point the other day about people, because now this show is out, people are really like bashing the remake. Well, not even really a remake, the 2013 movie. And I'm like, no, that movie's good too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and in the future there could possibly be a Mia Ash crossover,
mm-hmm.
which would be amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, Ash versus Evil Dead, kick ass. American Horror Story is doing great. We'll talk about that later in Scream Queens and in Walking Dead. So, mm-hmm. What else happened? Anything else? Friday the 13th. So, Jason
was everywhere.
I'm so happy about that, though.
Yes.
Especially since we just got done with Halloween, so it's a little. Guess what day it is? This year we had three. One month you weren't even here.
Wow.
When I did the commentary.
Wow.
Yeah, you know what? Compared to the other two, last night was kind of bust. Like the first one, we went to Green Jello.
Yeah.
That was in the robot suit.
Yeah.
Okay. Then after that was Shock Pop.
Mm-hmm.
And then a month later, you left. So you weren't here, so I watched Wolf Cop and played Mortal Kombat with Tom and Jess, and we did Friday the 13th Part 6 commentary.
Yes.
And then last night we didn't do anything.
Nope.
We ate and went to bed.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. But a lot of 8-bit Jason stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Our buddy over at Kruger Collectibles, they actually made a cartridge game that is kind of like Donkey Kong, but it's Jason versus Freddy.
Uh-huh.
And so he'll have that over at the upcoming convention for Treasure Coast Freak Show in March. Mm-hmm. But he's got a Nintendo, but it's blood splattered.
Mm-hmm.
And the controllers, one has Jason on it, one has Freddy on it. So that's
cool.
Pretty cool.
Uh-huh.
So it's cool to find people like us that are into the... Because
mm-hmm.
I know you like that game. And then somebody remade it where it's part six and Jason's more of a zombie, not purple and blue and...
Mm-hmm.
It looks a little bit... It's the same game, but it's a little bit different.
Yeah.
So I thought that was cool, too.
Yeah, London1888.com. He's the one that does the 8-bit Jason shirts.
Yes.
And
Horror Merch has it, too, because I've seen a picture of it.
Yeah. But they're his design. He's right. The one that actually drew them up.
I'm sure he sold it.
He does the posters and everything. Yeah. And
I got the shirts. You know, I kind of wish we had the posters now.
Yeah.
Because they weren't at Spooky this year.
Yeah. He was there.
Oh, was he?
London 1888 was there. Horror Merch was not there.
But we didn't go over there.
Uh-uh. We didn't get a chance to. We were too busy.
Yeah.
There was also, like, a couple of special Jason shirts yesterday.
Sweet.
Yeah. So there were a couple of different special things. So
I wore my 8-bit.
Yeah. So... But yeah, that's really cool. T Fury's doing some things right now. Teespring's doing a couple things.
Yeah.
So,
there you go. Because obviously, you know, unless you're at a con,
yeah,
it's hard to find these stores. Ain't gonna have them Hot Topic.
Nope.
Unfortunate pandas. Anyway, let's play some tunes. You know, I got some stuff. Let's play some stuff by Jason and the Krugers. Got some new Cadaver Man.
Mm-hmm.
Got new stuff by them. Yeah, you know, it's Friday, Saturday 14th, but it's still Friday the 13th here.
And you can watch Saturday the 14th today. That's a pretty good comedy from the 80s.
Is that the one with Jeff Goldblum?
No.
Oh, I was thinking of something else.
Yeah, you're thinking of something else.
You're
thinking of Transylvania 6 5000.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What's Saturday the 14th about?
Saturday the 14th is basically... it's a horror comedy.
Yeah.
And this family moves into this house and the Gill Man is in their bathtub.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, the werewolf comes in, you know, all that kind of stuff. So
it's like Monster Squad, but
yeah, it's Richard Benjamin and Paul Apprentiss from the '80s.
Okay, fair enough.
So
all right, we'll be back.
Did you know that a young boy drowned the year before those two others were killed? The counselors weren't paying any attention. They were making love while that young boy drowned. His name was Jason, and today is his birthday.
Cat blood, ain't ya? Never come back again. It's got a death curse.
body was never recovered from the lake after he drowned. He's still out there, some sort of demented creature, surviving in the wilderness, full grown by now. Legend has it that Jason saw his mother beheaded that night, and he took his revenge. A revenge that he'll continue to seek if anyone ever enters his wilderness again.
You're with your baby in your parked alone on a summer night. You're deep in love, but you're deeper in the woods. You think you're doing all right.
Welcome back to Underground Horror Radio here on PodunkRadio.com.
Yes, PodunkRadio.com. Yes, that's us.
Aren't you in charge of them now?
I'm working on it. Slowly but surely.
Yeah.
Podunk Radio is awesome. Hey, also check out TJ Lynch, horror artist extraordinaire, if you need patches or shirts, action figures. That guy is awesome. Let's see here. Scream for Me, Inc., which is where I got my Evil Dead patch and my Nether Demons patch and your Lament Cube patch.
And also Joel Robinson, which is artpusher.net. Check him out.
The interview's up, by the way.
The interview is up. So take a listen on...
Podbean.
Podbean.
Bandcamp.
On Bandcamp.
Underground Horror Radio Bandcamp.
And, you know, go to his website and check out all of his stuff because it's amazing.
Nerd Chronomicon as well with Tyson Hanks and Chris.
Yeah.
I know his last name.
Yeah.
So that's awesome. Check that out as well. So very cool.
We have some really great friends.
Talented.
Yeah. So awesome.
Very awesome.
Yes.
Well, I'm done.
Yeah.
Here's my money.
Yeah.
Pay my bills. Morbid movies.
Yes. Next week. Yes. Next week. Next Friday.
Is Return of the Living Dead
on the big screen, thanks to Morbid Movies.
Yes.
Morbid movies in Lake Worth.
And, at the movies in Lake Worth, which is a nice theater.
Yes. And, you know, Mike Favada, he gets it done.
Yes. And Aaron. Ryan.
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 Ryan Magnificent.
Yes, Ryan is amazing as well. If you're into punk rock and you're into zombies, this is the movie for you. I know earlier I said I was over it, but the thing about this movie is the zombies are different.
Yes.
If you've never seen Return of the Living Dead...
You must.
Yes, it is totally awesome.
And big screen's even better.
Yes, Linnea Quigley.
Yes,
who
she's
we
awesome.
Know.
Yes.
Disciples, all I'm saying.
That's all I'm saying.
You know, it sucks that Spooky, I didn't get a chance to talk to Tony Todd.
I didn't get to talk to Jesse either. Jesse was there.
Yeah.
So
we didn't get to talk to anybody.
No, we didn't.
Was it the panels or too many people?
It was just everything. We were too busy. Like, neither one of us was free at the same time.
Yeah. Not that we're not happy to do it.
No, we were. But, you know, plus it wasn't a good crowd. I mean, it just wasn't a good.
People were kind of shitty.
Yeah. So.
Check out Morgan Wilson. Great artist.
Yep.
Indy McDaniel.
Yes.
Writer.
Mitch Hyman, of course.
Mitch Hyman. Oh, speaking, because I was thinking, I had a dream last night that I was hanging out with Vin Diesel.
Uh-huh.
Playing D&D.
Uh-huh.
And I was thinking of William, because William Tucker, Hackmaster.
Yeah.
So we did go see a movie. Oh my God, we totally forgot.
The Last Witch Hunter.
Which actually was good.
It was pretty good, yep.
Good for a D&D movie that wasn't a D&D movie that was basically a D&D movie.
Yeah. I really like Vin Diesel a lot. I like when he doesn't try to stretch, though.
Yeah. And he didn't.
He's not a dramatic actor. He really isn't.
He did one or two that was pretty good, though.
Yeah.
He was a cop in one movie, and he had to get revenge and stuff, so he was punished.
Yeah, I know, but he's not. He really isn't a dramatic actor. He's an action, you know, so I really think he basically was playing himself.
He was playing himself, but playing his character.
Yeah.
Because this movie, his character is based on his D&D character. Vin Diesel is a huge fucking nerd.
Yeah.
And I actually got to see him play on Sulk and Laundry, or I forget the name of the website. It was on YouTube. It was D&D Diesel.
Yeah.
And he played this character.
Mm-hmm.
And he was playing D&D. And to see him get all excited about critical damage.
Yep.
But you could tell in this movie, like, he really had fun making it. You know, because this is basically his character that he created many, many years ago.
Yeah.
And they have some hints in there about D&D. He talked about what the one guy was a level 14.
Right.
And I thought that was cool.
Yeah.
The thing with the movie, though, and I don't think they did this on purpose. I just think because if you ever watch a movie and you already watch something else, sometimes you, oh, this kind of reminds me of that. It's not ripping it off. It just, there's stuff you notice that reminds you of that. It reminded me of the movie Constantine a lot, which is a good movie.
Yeah.
Just don't think about it being the comic book.
No.
Where, okay, this one didn't have angels and demons, but it was these evil witches and monsters.
Mm-hmm.
And so sometimes in the movie when their eyes did that glow, it was like when he walked into that bar to talk to the library or whatever.
Right.
And Constantine. And, yeah, but Vin Diesel fucking did awesome.
Yes.
Everybody in the movie did great.
Yeah.
Except Elijah. He just seemed to phone it in.
Well.
He's a hobbit.
I think he was supposed to be like this really meek milquetoast, and he was.
Yeah, he was.
You know, but then, you know, they're surprised. But,
but everybody was actually really good in it. The effects were pretty good.
Yeah, the effects were pretty good.
And everything they could do was really cool. And
at least it was an original story.
It was. Basically a D&D story.
Yeah.
With witch hunting, and he was cursed, and so I'm glad. He did really good. And I liked the movie, and I'm glad that he got to do something.
I'm glad we didn't actually need dice to watch the movie.
Yeah, right.
That would have been interesting.
That would have been your choose your own adventure.
Yeah, everybody roll for dexterity.
Tweet Vin. Vin. Yes. I mean, Diesel, what are we up to, man?
Yeah.
What are we going to do? You got to do. Well, how far away are they?
Uh-huh.
He's like talking to the storyteller.
Uh-huh.
Okay, where am I there?
Uh-huh.
All right, well, I'm going to light my blade on fire.
Right.
He keeps rolling like 20s, man.
Yeah,
he's
roll for dexterity.
He's got a fucking roll hand, man. He really fucking rolls.
Mm-hmm.
But somebody made a joke about how is he forever ancient wizard, but he's a witch hunter, but he's only a level 8 still.
Yeah.
But no, it was a good movie. So good for him. I actually like him in the Fast and Furious movies because those movies started just becoming these weird spy movies with cars.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it was good because he made them entertaining between him and The Rock and, of course, Paul Walker.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And Michael Caine was in this one, so that was pretty good. Michael Caine's in every weird movie out now. He was in, what was that movie we just watched with Samuel Jackson? Kingsman.
Mm-hmm.
He was in that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, why not?
Sure. Banksy.
Yeah.
But, Witch Hunter was awesome.
Yeah.
What else? Anything else did we watch besides TV? Can't think of anything. Oh, Paranormal.
We talked about that last week.
That was whatever.
It was okay.
Yeah. Witch Hunter was better.
Yeah, so what did we give Witch Hunter?
Oh, I'd give it. Well, it's not a horror movie, but it is dark elements. So I'd give it about a 4.
Yeah.
For what it was, yeah.
I'd give it 4.
It wasn't really bad at all.
No, I liked it.
And everything that happened in it made sense. And of course, when CinemaSins goes wrong, we'll be like, yeah, Jeremy, yeah, you know, exactly. I knew that. Yeah. Well, I should. And a different note, and this is not what you think. I showed Isis. Don't kill me.
Because
She was bitching about Jurassic World. I showed her CinemaSins, and now she's like, everything this guy said is what I was thinking.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's CinemaSins.
Yeah.
It follows.
Yeah. Yeah, you guys have to watch CinemaSins for It Follows. He is saying exactly what we said when we were seeing this movie and after it. Yes, you need to watch CinemaSins. Go on and see what's wrong with It Follows everything wrong with It Follows in 18 minutes or less.
He also gets really good with the Twilight, and he also does really well with the fucking 50 Shades.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Bonus round.
Yeah.
He did some of the Bond movies too. So.
Yeah. So check him out. That's funny.
Yeah.
That shit's true.
Legit.
Yeah, legit.
Well, you know, no movie is without sin.
That's true. But some are more sinful than others.
Oh, God, yeah.
And It Follows is really...
Well, they took all the Carpenter.
Right. It Follows is just the most overhyped piece of shit.
You hate it.
Oh, God, I hate it. Oh, we're looking forward to the Krampus. Krampus is coming out soon.
Yes.
A couple weeks.
Yes.
Starting to see the commercials now, so that's kind of cool.
Yeah, Michael Dougherty's Krampus.
Yeah.
And hopefully if this does well, we can get kickstarted for fucking
Trick or Treat 2. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Speaking of which, somebody got you a comic book that was Trick or Treat.
Somebody did buy me a comic book. Who was that?
Well, it was not just a comic book. It was like a fucking graphic novel.
It was a little graphic novel. It was done by Michael Dougherty, and it was called Days of the Dead.
Trick or Treat Days of the Dead, yeah.
Trick or Treat Days of the Dead, yeah. Who gave me that?
Me.
Oh, that's right. My husband gave that to me. Yeah. That was my Halloween present.
Yes, it was.
And it has 4 stories in it based around Halloween. You know,
and Sam
is a character in each of them. He plays a part in each of them, as he does. You know, so yeah, it was really good. It's really well drawn, and
Margaret Dougherty wrote it really well.
Yeah, it's really entertaining. You know, it's a nice little tide you over till the next one comes. You know, so
I think the other thing about the difference between that and, say, things like Tales of Halloween, which were still really good, is Trick or Treat, besides it everything really tying in more than Tales of Halloween did, was it has Sam. And I think everything has an icon. I mean, even Creepshow had the creep.
Creeper.
Well, not... he's the creeper, and then the Crypt Keeper was for Tales... I mean, for the other one. But it has Sam.
Yeah.
And even though Sam doesn't talk, and Sam's really in the last story, which could have been the first story. We don't know because of the whole way it's Pulp Fiction. There's Sam. Like, that's Sam.
And he does appear in all of them.
Yeah.
In some form. He appears in all of them.
He's hanging out with the werewolves, apparently, in the one.
Well, he's watching that happen. And then, you know, he was out at the quarry. He was out at the quarry, and then he came to the house where Mr. Wilkins lived.
Yep.
Yeah, you know, he trick or treated.
And he gave him the candy.
Yeah, and he gave him the candy. And, you know, so, you know, he does show up in each piece, and then he actually interacts with people when necessary. So, you know, I really liked it. That's one of my favorite films.
It's a great Halloween movie.
Yeah.
That isn't Halloween.
Yeah.
Or Halloween 3.
Yeah.
By the way, yesterday was Tom Atkins' birthday.
Yes, I know.
Tom Atkins, that motherfucker.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's great.
Yeah, he is great.
All right, let's play. So what we'll do is we'll play more tunes, and then we'll come back and talk about Walking Dead, Scream Queens, and American Horror Story. So, Sandy... If you're listening and you're not playing...
Turn away. When you hear us talking about American Horror Story, turn away.
If you're not too busy playing Alice in Wonderland in your garden, going through magic holes that lead other places...
Yeah. I don't know what Liam's putting in that slow gin, but you guys need to watch it.
Now, by the way, if you want to know what we're talking about, our good friends from England, Sandy and Liam, and Hannah and Dave. Sorry, sorry.
Sorry, sorry.
Our big fans in England and our good friends who love us for some reason, who will be down in March. Just did another episode of their own podcast. I guess we inspired them.
Yes.
And I dubbed it, it was originally called the Garden Cast, but I dubbed it the Drunkenated English Cast.
Uh-huh.
And episode...
It is.
They it's the opposite of the caffeinated. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, it's an hour long. I edited it best I could.
It's an hour long extravaganza.
It's on Podbean. So check out McPatch's Media on Podbean, where you'll find the caffeinated podcast for 13 episodes.
Right.
Just a little research.
Just saying.
Just some research.
Yeah.
No, anyway, they were cool about it. But yeah, check it out. Definitely cool. We'll be back. All right. We're going to play some tunes.
Uh-huh.
There's something very important I forgot to tell you.
What?
Don't cross the streams.
Why?
It would be bad.
To rain, blow band or forward.
welcome back to Underground Horror Radio here on podunkradio.com.
Hey, yes.
And we watched some TV this week.
Did we now?
Yes.
What did we watch? Well, that's all the time we got. Bye, everybody. We watched Walking Dead on Sunday.
Yeah. We watched Doctor Who.
Yeah, we watched
Doctor
Who.
Which was okay.
Yeah.
And we watched Walking Dead on Sunday. Walking Dead, I'm interested to see where this is going, because now, well, we heard casting news.
Yeah, Jeffrey Dean Morgan's going to be Negan.
Yeah, so.
And not the other guy.
Not Gabriel Dillahunt, like I thought, or Garrett Dillahunt, like I thought. So, yeah. But Garrett Dillahunt's going to be in it. He's going to play somebody, but he's not Negan. So, yeah, that should be interesting.
Jeffrey Dean.
Jeffrey Dean Morgan, yep. Yeah. What was that meme you the brothers?
Yeah, oh, my God!
Yeah. Holy shit!
Yeah.
Dad's going to be Negan dead. Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, I hope he comes back to Supernatural, too.
Yeah, that'd be cool. That's the good thing about Supernatural, is they can write him in and out whenever they want to.
Yeah.
But
he's Jeffrey Dean Morgan. He's good.
Yeah.
He was a comedian in Watchmen.
Yeah. So, he's been some pretty badass roles.
Well,
so.
We've seen him in that movie, Our First Date, with the...
Yeah, it was.
The
Possession.
Demon, yeah.
The Dybbuk. Yep.
Yeah, so that was good.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he's in The Walking Dead. What else happened? We don't know if Glenn's alive.
No, but Maggie's pregnant.
Yep. With
and
Rick's kid.
Carl's? Glenn's kid.
They all just rode a train on Maggie.
Stop.
Carol's
it.
Kid.
Stop it.
Carol's manner than
stop
everybody
it.
Else there.
Stop it.
No.
Maggie's convinced that Glenn is dead, because otherwise she would have heard something by now, which I don't understand. I don't understand that rationale, because she knows better. They walked across hell and high water to find each other previously, so I don't know why she would have given up that fast, but whatever.
It's convenient.
I don't think he's dead, because Negan kills him
in the comic book.
I think he's gonna come back, and then Negan's gonna turn up and kill him. Also, Carl and Ron had
a little
fight about Enid, who has now disappeared. And Ron went to Rick and asked him to teach him how to shoot. And I heard that is a setup for Carl to lose his eye. Yeah. So apparently Carl loses his eye in the comic book, and it's supposed to happen in the show. And Ron's going to shoot it out, I guess.
So Ron's an asshole.
Yeah.
But Rick might be trying to fuck his mom.
Yeah.
Yeah, that whole thing happened.
Yeah, but she's going to die, apparently. Yeah. I heard that. So,
That's
yeah,
wonderful.
I've heard some things, you know.
So anyway, just keep up on your Walking Dead, whatever. It was an alright episode.
Yeah, it was pretty good. It was better than the one before it.
Oh, yeah, with Morgan for 90 minutes.
Yeah.
Nobody cares.
Yeah. The only thing is the only thing I don't understand is, and this kind of bothers me, is Rick came back, okay? That was the thing. At the very beginning, Rick's running in.
Yeah, everybody's wondering how Rick got out of
yeah.
the thing. But you know what? Here's my reasoning.
Mm-hmm.
It's fucking Rick.
I know. But the thing that killed me was...
He's got good cardio.
Well, no, he's got good cardio, but he comes back, and no one is really talking about what happened while they were gone.
Oh, why?
Like, Carol's not even there, and it's like, did anybody, I mean, he knows, he obviously knows something happened, because he mentions it later.
Yeah.
Well, he mentions it later, but it was like, did you guys not tell Rick that the wolves showed up, and...
Carol murdered all
Carol,
of them?
Carol, like, went completely Assassin's Creed on everybody, and, you know.
She fucking went, like, all fucking Batman.
I just get the feeling that there was a whole, like... quarter of an episode that we missed, you
that
know?
We could have talked about.
Yeah, that there could have been some discussion about, because nobody mentioned the fucking wolves, and the fucking wolves were... Now we know what the W's are standing for. You know, there they were.
No one's like... that whole episode could have just been like, holy shit, Carol fucking came in and...
Yeah,
just,
Rick, and, where have you been? Carol, like, saved us all. And there's half of us are dead now because of the wolves.
But instead, we saw an awesome opening of Rick just
powering like, it in.
Tackling and elbowing and just fucking...
Curb check. Jesus Christ.
Just to fucking get away from a law.
To get in the gate. But and then they were all like, you know, it's your fault that this is all happening.
Well, the one bitch was right. She's like, no, Rick got half of them away.
Yeah. Yeah, let's not... They would all be here, you know.
And we'd all be done.
Yeah, so... I like what's happening, and I'm interested, but I just feel like some things are getting missed, you know? They keep, like, they're going back and forth between...
The episodes.
Episodes, and it's like, you know, they don't pick up where they left off like they used to. It used to be every week, you know, every now and then you wouldn't get a piece of something, but it would come in later.
Yeah.
But, like, that whole second season was, you know, where Sophia, that was the whole second season. And you know, it wasn't addressed in every issue, every episode, but still, this seems like it's really like a lot of back and forth.
Third
and things
one's
are
the
getting
Andrea
jumped
show.
And yeah, and everything's getting skipped over and you know, so I'm waiting to see how it all pans out. They need to get back on track, but,
Scream Queens.
Yeah. Scream. Wow.
Jamie Lee Curtis. Amazing.
She is a fucking tour de force all by herself. Yep. She really is.
I've seen that movie 70 times.
Yeah.
The opening, she goes in like it's Psycho.
Yeah, she goes into the shower like Psycho. And
which is what her mother did in real life.
Yeah, Janet Leigh was the original Scream Queen in Psycho. And
So
she reenacts that basically. And then the Red Devil comes in to try to kill her.
And she wasn't there.
Yeah, and then she just beats the shit out of me. I've seen that movie 70 times, you know. But apparently they did a shoot, too, when they were making that scene. And they shot her in black and white and made it look like...
Her mother.
Her mother, you know. So it was a little homage thing that they did.
Well, her mother was in H2O, too.
Yeah,
for
no.
a minute, which is cool.
Norma. She was Norma instead of Norman. Norma. So.
But she beat the shit out of both Red Devils and apparently some 90s...
Scalia.
Yeah.
Judge Scalia. No, he's still in.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and so, then she's telling him, you know, like, gay rights and all this stuff. It was so funny. You know.
Emma Roberts, always, you know, hilarious.
Just the meanest, shallowest
but then,
bitch.
There's other scenes when she's super nice, and she's like, I don't want to be mean. I just have to be mean to get through this. And Chad loves me.
No, Chad does not love you.
Chad loves everybody.
Chad loves
but
dead
Denise
bodies.
Put her in her spot.
Yeah.
Denise Hemphill.
Yeah.
Who, like, now
and
is
now,
wearing
like,
other
their
people's
den
clothes.
Mother. She's the den mother now. Well, they gave her some of the money.
Yeah, and then Abigail Breslin's just...
Abigail Breslin, I don't know what's going on with her, but...
she's funny, too.
Chanel number five, but...
I still love number three.
Yeah.
Billy Lourdes, just comedic bam.
Yeah.
She's nervous, so she's rubbing her ears, but it's the earmuffs.
Yeah, she can't take the earmuffs off because if this guy comes back and sees her ears, he's going to cut them off. So, yeah.
Such a fucking weird show.
Yeah.
And Grace, we don't know what's going on with Oliver Hudson.
Well, she's apparently involved in the whole thing. She fucking went and bought an engagement ring and shit, and he's like, I don't know what to do.
Well, and then it turns out she's...
And now it turns out that her mother, Grace's mother... was the one that went and danced to
the
waterfalls while the chick was bleeding out in the tub. But, you know.
It's still confusing.
It's very confusing right now. And
but it's entertaining.
It is very entertaining because I'm waiting to find out who the fuck is actually doing this, you know.
Well,
it's like
Nick
the
Jonas.
Opposite of Glee. Well, yeah, we know Nick Jonas is involved now.
We knew
but
that.
now he wants 90s girl to be killed.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, I don't have no idea who is the ringleader.
Yeah.
So... So I like that, though. I like that it's still...
It's entertaining.
Yeah, it is very entertaining.
And then, okay, so there was that. And now, American Horror Story.
American Horror Story.
Which continues to just be fucking...
Mind-blowing.
So, Sandy.
Sandy.
Sorry,
stop
sorry.
Listening. Sorry, sorry, sorry. Stop listening.
Unless you can catch up suddenly.
Yeah, which you can't because yours is like a week or two behind us. But,
England.
England. So...
Ugh.
First of all,
Dennis O'Hare.
Well, yeah, Dennis O'Hare.
Just top notch.
Just top notch. He's just awesome. Him and Finn Wittrock just, you
is
know.
Is that who the other guy was?
That's who that is, yeah. You know, that was just, but back up a little bit.
Bomer.
Back up a little bit. The beginning. was her going pregnant.
To the murder house.
To the murder house. She went to the murder house, and Infantata was her baby.
Yes.
Bartholomew. That's who the baby was in the murder house.
Yes.
So that little mystery's been solved, and that's how that all ties in.
Very cool.
That doctor, that back alley abortionist, that crazy guy that was in season one, the murder house.
Was in this one.
He was the doctor that tried to abort her baby for her, but ended up the baby lived because the baby wasn't human.
Right.
So, yeah.
Which is still weird how Lady Gaga got pregnant being a vampire.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if she got pregnant first and then became a vampire. I don't know.
No, she was a vampire way before this happened.
Yeah, I don't know. But I don't know how it happened. But
so was there was that.
So there was that, and you found that out about her. And then you found out Dennis O'Hare and Finn Wittrock were having an affair. And we're deeply in love with one another.
That's which is cool, but it really did come out of
nowhere. We didn't even see that coming.
Because they never mentioned it. It was just like this one episode, suddenly, this is what it is.
Yeah.
And Lady Gaga does not share. No. The Countess, this is when we, because sometimes the Countess seems really nice, and then we find out the Countess is not.
Yeah.
And Homeboy's, Wes Bentley's ex-wife is a fucking nut.
Yeah, she set those two girls on him.
The ghosts.
To drive him crazier. And then he went home.
But he brought the baby with him by mistake.
Yeah, the baby hit the Infantata hid in his bag and then got out when they were in the house and stuff. So, yeah. So
but he's starting to... Because what happened was, the very opening is, the kid woke him up, his son.
Uh-huh.
Hey, Daddy. And then follow me.
Uh-huh.
And then he found the crypt. And he found her asleep.
Yeah.
And then he passed out.
Yeah.
And then she covered it up.
Yeah, she and Dennis O'Hare got rid of all of the coffins.
Moved them
and got rid of which they were breaking them up. They smashed them up.
Oh, is that what that was?
Yeah, they were smashing them up. So, I don't know what that's going to that's the other thing. I don't know. I don't know if that's why Lady Gaga did what she did. But yeah, I'm not giving that away. I'm not giving away how she deals with
the
whole
O'Hare.
Thing with Dennis O'Hare and Finn Wittrock.
I'll eat your children.
Yeah.
Sorry, I was singing True Blood.
Yeah. So, Kathy Bates and Matt Bomer and Ramona Royale.
Yeah.
Angela Bassett comes in and tries apparently Angela Bassett tried to kill Bartholomew, but he attacked her
and ran
and then got out. So that was where all that happened. And
Lady Gaga was in Paris shacking up with the gay guy to get his money.
Yeah, she's trying to get him to marry her. So yeah, so it's just, you know, the well keeps getting deeper, but I'm really interested to see how it's all gonna play out.
Yeah.
I really am, because she's a cold bitch. She really is, but she's really good. I have to say, I am more surprised and impressed with Lady Gaga than I have ever been.
Yeah. She's a good actress.
You know, she's been, I mean, this part is tailored to her, let's be fair.
Yeah.
But she's been really good. She's been really, really good. So, yeah, it's been really a worthwhile show. So, they've been renewed for season 7.
But it'll be a whole different...
Or season 6. This is season 5. Okay.
It'll be a whole different thing.
It'll be a whole different thing. And
no, this is season 6. 3 was Coven. Oh, yeah.
This is 5.
Yeah. You're right.
Yeah,
sorry.
Season 5. Yeah, I was thinking of Walking Dead. Walking Dead got renewed for 7.
Well, yeah, of course.
Yeah. So, but yeah, so I would definitely check that out.
Yeah.
Catch up if you've not seen it.
Sorry. All right, that's it.
So, well, Supernatural's been really interesting too
with
Amara,
yeah,
the darkness
Crowley.
And all that stuff, and Crowley.
I don't
and everything.
Know if Crowley really was going to kill Dean or not.
I don't know.
Their bromance.
Yeah, I don't know. There's so much going on. There's so much history there that it's just really hard to tell.
Yeah.
And Mark Shepard's just hilarious.
Mark Shepard's always been.
Yeah. So he's just really really good. So. Yeah.
There was a meme where he's like English guy and then American show English guy, English show American guy, and he was on Doctor Who.
Uh-huh.
Like,
yeah.
What the fuck? He's actually English, yeah.
He can do it all. Yeah, he's British.
Yeah.
He's the voice of BBC America.
The one that's like up next is
this weekend.
On BBC America.
Yeah, this weekend.
Sorry.
Day of the Daleks. You know, yeah, that's him.
Yeah, Doctor Who, classic Who. Good
yeah,
stuff with Tom Baker.
Good. Yeah, Tom Baker. So,
God,
yeah.
The footage looks so fucking dated.
Mm-hmm.
It was the 60s and 70s.
Yeah, well, we found out that David Tennant's kids love Doctor Who, but Matt Smith is their doctor.
That's fucked up.
That's funny.
I like, did you see the thing with the fan thing where it's like, I think it was the fifth doctor and like the sixth doctor. It's like, what's the weirdest thing that a fan's giving you? And they're like, and a fan shoots out, how about a granddaughter? And then there's a picture of Tennant. It's like, sorry, not sorry. That's the doctor.
Yes.
Well, I mean, awesome. He's got it made. I mean, he.
Please.
Yeah. He's married the daughter of the fifth, his favorite doctor, and then got to be on one episode with the favorite doctor, yeah. A short. Yeah. And he got to be the fucking doctor. Because yeah. All he wanted to do through school was going, I want to be on Doctor Who. I want to be the doctor. I want to be the doctor. I want to be the doctor. Just like Capaldi and Smith, right?
Yeah.
Smith wanted to, too. But Capaldi was...
Since he was a kid. Yeah.
And so it was Tennant.
Yeah.
He, you know,
first Capaldi's older than him, though. He started way back at the beginning. So.
And they're like, no, you cannot be in charge of the fan club. Now who is the doctor?
Yeah, exactly.
Me,
motherfucker.
But I will say this: I do like that Capaldi's doctor. He's really gone punk rock with the guitar.
Mm-hmm.
Because it turns out,
and his sunglasses.
Yeah. Well, it turns out Capaldi really was a punk rocker.
Yeah, he was.
So that's fucking great.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, that's it. We're gone. Bye.
Bye.
Listening to Podunk Radio.